This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democratic state lawmakers concerned about gun violence are starting a new group to push for stricter policies. The Gun Violence Prevention Caucus includes two lawmakers whose children were murdered in gun crimes, Senator Rhonda Fields and Senator-elect Tom Sullivan. In its announcement, the group said it would advocate for legislation based on scientific research. Republicans and gun rights opponents have criticized Colorado's gun laws for infringing on Second Amendment rights. The first American moon mission in 50 years successfully launched early this morning.
All four RS-25 engines on the core stage and two solid rocket boosters now propelling the vehicle.
Artemis Mission Control Director Charlie Blackwell Thompson thanked the crew after the launch for the resilience during months of delay.
You know, I said at the pretest briefing, the harder the climb, the better the view.
The $4 billion unmanned rocket is the start of a series that NASA hopes will put astronauts on the moon by 2025. Each mission will include a version of the Orion crew capsule, which was designed and built in Colorado. A public health department in southwest Colorado will dissolve at the end of next year. County commissioners in La Plata and Archuleta counties voted this week to break up the San Juan Basin Public Health District. Area officials tell the Durango Herald that the two counties ran into philosophical differences during the pandemic. They say separating will allow health experts to better serve residents. Estimates show it could cost the counties hundreds of thousands of dollars to create new departments. Right now in Durango, it's 37 degrees. Expect sunny skies there tomorrow with a high of 45 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.